beach today. I'm sure you thought about touching me, and I'm sure you knew that I thought about being touched. When you rubbed that sunblock into my skin, like every pore of my body was screaming, wanting you and to be so close and so far away. It's painful. Maybe that's just me. That's how I felt anyway. Yeah. You were controlling yourself better? You were?
Yeah.
Well, you're a master of control. I mean, you can, like, resist coming.
It's a learning skill.
Yeah.
I'm glad you benefit from it.
Well, it means you get to fuck me longer, so...
It's true. Yeah.
I kind of enjoy it, that particular skill of yours.
It's a win-win, baby.
Yeah. Remember that time? Where were we? Barbados? Jamaica? What was it? I think it was Barbados. I don't know. Beautiful beaches.
Or Bahamas.
Yeah. When you had the vibrator in me, the remote-controlled vibrator.
Yes, this trip.
Yeah.
I do remember. I remember.
I'm sure we have pictures.
I remember the chairs we were sitting in. The water was beautiful. Restaurant had some changing rooms.
Oh, God, that's right. Oh, wow.
You had just received a lush that we were making good use of.
Oh, wow.
But before that was going to happen, we needed to go get changed. And your very conservative self was quite shocked when I wanted to join you in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Not that you minded changing in front of me, but you thought perhaps I was going to try to...
I was actually thinking about people watching or looking and seeing...
Our feet
facing those ways, you know.
Forget about the sounds you'd be making.
I can control my sounds, so that's not a worry.
You were about to take a ride that was going to really affect your next hour or so on the beach. Thank you, Lush, for this fine experience. So you didn't get taken in that dressing room. You got to change in front of me. And you got to imagine.
You took me there. Okay.
Okay, a little bit.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you got a vibrator placed in your pussy with a long tail that was pressed against your clitoris, hidden underneath your covered bikini.
And controlled by you.
And controlled by my smartphone.
Oh, wow. That was something.
Now, I seem to recall us sitting down in the sun. It wasn't too crowded, but there was people around us. I recall us both being with hats and sunglasses under umbrella. You know, 25 yards from the sea. Covered with sunscreen. Ready to tan. And you get a little jolt from deep inside your pussy.
Yes. Oh,
perfectly
I can feel it.
Right in the inside of you.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You ask me if I, just to be safe, can I see that your little tail from your lashes? Yeah. Very slightly
obvious?
Visible.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really concerned about it being okay. Seen. It's reasonable.
You have a very tight, petite, pretty little pussy. So,
yeah,
it didn't show at all. Now, I seem to recall taking you for a little ride for about a half an hour, building you up,
yeah.
Controlling where this vibration was happening,
how
strong it was, what pattern it was.
Excruciating.
You were on another planet, grabbing your hand, grabbing your arms.
And just... Please give me a release. You wouldn't let me come though.
No, I told you, to your surprise, to get up, put down your hat, and we're going to go out into the water.
Oh, that's right.
This vibrating. We'll take you out, floating you. Waiting, standing on my knees in the sand, holding your body up.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Occasionally exposing one of your nipples. Pressing with my thumb under your ass. Pressing against your toy that's firmly placed inside of you.
Oh, God.
I tell you to look me in the eyes and tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Choose your words carefully. And you said to me, I need you to fuck me.
I want you to fuck me.
I want you to fuck me.
I want to be fucked. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I did then.
Trip back to the cruise ship. Oh my.
Oh, I wanted to get fucked so badly.
Yes, I know you did. But you had to wait.
Oh.
We couldn't even be nude on this beach.
I know. It was so.
Oh my God. You
painful.
Were shaking, throbbing from the inside out.
You couldn't have been better off.
I couldn't have been.
You wanted me to.
I was dying for you, baby. Throbbing, leaking, pre-cum.
Oh, yeah.
In my swim trunks all afternoon.
I tasted it often. And
I remember on the way home, I had a pair of shorts that changed color slightly. They were wet with a logo.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
oh my God,
I
yes.
Remember that.
Yes.
My pants, my shorts were dry from the sea, but, where I had leaked pre-cum as he was stroked me.
Oh,
in the
yes,
cab.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so many. So many agonizing minutes waiting to fuck that pussy.
And then, finally,
when I got back,
you did pretty much.
Plugged in the vibrator to make sure it's ready for later.
Yes.
And got you ready for the next
babe,
escapade
you,
that was
you
coming that night.
Didn't get me ready. You just fucked me.
Wow.
Immediately.
I did.
You just threw me down on the bed. And
I most certainly did.
Ripped my shorts off.
I don't think
and you started
ever come
fucking
so fast.
Me. I know.
Oh my God, it's like you were waiting to come all out.
I was waiting for you to fuck me so long.
No, the interesting thing is this entire escapade was foreplay for the evening.
That's a story for another day.
Thing.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Fantastic adventure. So we'll save that.
You just wait.
But yeah, I remember how much my pussy was throbbing, waiting to get fucked by you. And
that was not the first nor the last load of cum that you took from my cock.
Oh, baby, I've taken so many loads. And that day, oh, goodness, so many loads.